Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Senate is due to take up President Trump's push for $2,000 COVID-19 relief checks for most Americans after the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly Monday to meet the president's demand to increase the $600 stipend. The outcome in the Senate is highly uncertain heading into Tuesday's session. The stimulus relief checks are part of the more than $2 trillion government funding package President Trump signed into law Sunday. The U.S. House of Representatives also voted on Monday to override President Trump's veto of a $740 billion defense policy bill. President-elect Biden on Monday said that many of America's security agencies had been hollowed out under President Trump, and the lack of information being provided to his transition team by the outgoing administration was, in his words, a responsibility. Biden said his team has encountered roadblocks from the political leadership at the Department of Defense and the Office of Management and Budget. U.S. authorities said passengers arriving from Britain must test negative for COVID-19 72 hours before departure. That new order became effective on Monday. A court in Shanghai, China on Monday sentenced a former lawyer and citizen journalist, Zhang Zan, to 4 years in prison for her reporting on the coronavirus. Zhang was one of several citizen journalists who covered the initial outbreak in China's Wuhan city. Their coverage painted a far more serious picture of conditions than the government's official narrative of the spreading infection. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is